Welcome to Get a Life, Balanced, where we share real tips about how to make, not find, time for those you love and those you don't. Oh, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
I am back in the office, and today I have my compadres, Effie and Max, two kittens that will not leave me alone. I can't seem to lock them out the door because then they just sit there and meow. So if you hear some carryings on in the studio today, that's Effie and Max. And I just want to step back and let you know that we've done several different podcasts, and there's a reason for that. When I speak on Get a Life Balance and I'm flying to different countries and different states, poof, I'm in there and poof, I'm gone. And I don't really get to create this consistency for those attendees. So I wrote the book, Get a Life Balanced, and then decided I could turn this into a podcast with the whole goal that you take out one bad habit, like maybe you have a bad habit of saying yes to everyone, and that's why your life is out of balance. You don't know how to say no assertively and recognize that saying no to others means saying yes to me and mine. And so that's why I broke this podcast up into 52 tips. We're not there yet. I think this is 19. I like to add little bonus sections in there with live segments too. But here's my goal. I want you to be able to listen to what you need. You'll remember the very first podcast we did was for you to take a personal assessment to find out where are you out of balance. And instead of listening to 1, 2, 3, 4 sequentially, knowing which area is your weakness, be able to go to that podcast and listen to that particular podcast. And we've already talked about how to deal with people who interrupt you. We've talked about how to make better choices, what your definition of success is. Because if you don't stop and define your success, guess what? Others will do it for you. Good intentional people with good intentions, like maybe your mom or your boss, but you need to know, how do I define success? So tonight when you put your head on the pillow, you can say to yourself, I am successful. We talked about umbrella living and how to get rid of those people who interrupt, and procrastination. What are the reasons, but more importantly, what are the cures of procrastination? So I just wanted to remind you to maybe you need to go back and re-score yourself and see how your life balance is doing so far, because we've got more topics coming. But I just wanted to touch base and remind you that you don't have to listen to them sequentially. And don't forget that I have a lot of forms. Today, we're going to talk about getting help with cleaning the house, and that form is on getalifebalancedpasttense.com. So you can just pull the form there and the instructions are there, but I'm going to help you with that today. So let's hear from our sponsor. And when you get back, let's get started with a new game called You Just Inherited the House.
Hi, this is Tim Picciarello. Do you need a speaker or trainer who gets results for your business or organization? How about a trainer who delivers real usable content that contributes to your bottom line and does it in an engaging way? Do you need a keynote speaker who's very entertaining and funny, has an incredible story, and even adds a bit of magic to his presentation? Then you may want to consider me for your next conference, convention, or company training. I have a variety of topics to help your employees perform better for maximum productivity. Topics include sales and marketing, lead generation, personal development, and even a stress management program. And my keynote is high energy, has a very inspirational message, and is just plain fun. So for information, go to timpicciarello.com. That's TimPicciarillo.com. Or you can call me at area code 352-638-4284. 352-638-4284. I'm a busy speaker, so contact me now.
Okay. I really appreciate those people who advertise on the podcast. And so if you're interested in advertising, just send us an email at femalespeaker@gmail.com, and we'll get your product or your book, something that you feel will help our listeners. Okay, today, I was recently reading a statistic. Did you realize how many single parents are out there today? And most of them are working. But today, we have over 14 million single parents in the U.S., and 82% of those are mothers, and 18% are dads. And 80% of those women work either part-time or full-time, and 90% of the men work. And you don't have to be a single parent to realize that most of us come home after a long day at work and start the dinner by ourselves, or do the laundry by ourselves, or clean up afterwards by ourselves. And what's wrong with that? A lot, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we use teamwork at work. Why aren't we bringing it home? And to do that, we need better tools. So I'm going to give you a tool that's fun and creative, and I'll talk to you about how we started that. But let me tell you why this is so important. Why don't we get help at home? One of the reasons is because we don't want the pushback. There's nothing worse. I can remember asking my youngest son, Eric, when he was small for help. He would moan and he would groan. And one of his brothers and sisters would go, "Never mind, I'll do it." And some of us who don't have kids who have brothers and sisters, we're saying, "Never mind, I'll do it." And we do the work. I talked to a lot of dads, not necessarily single dads, and asked them, do your sons help you, or your daughters help you when you work on the car or when you cut the grass? And they'll say no. And I'll ask them, why not? It's not worth the hassle. That's kind of really the easy way out. We are to be leaders to our children, and we need to teach them what it takes to take care of a home, take care of an automobile, take care of a yard, so that when they are old enough to own their own home, they take pride in it. I can remember my grandson when he was little, Anton, and he was fascinated with the way that the clothes went round and round and round in the dryer, because his mom and dad had a dryer with a window, glass window in it. And he would run around and pick up, if something was on the floor, dirty or clean, it ended up in Anton's hands, and it ended up in the pile for laundry. He actually made more work for his mom doing that. But today he's 16, and he's got a wonderful room that you don't have to nag and say, "Why don't you clean up that room?" He understands that he's helping his parents keep the house clean, and he understands that that's his responsibility as a team member. So don't cop out. Another reason we don't is we think, "Well, my kids are so overwhelmed now anyway. They have classes after school. They have sports after school. They have friends." Again, that's a cop-out. We sit back instead and we are overwhelmed and we say to our kids, "Why can't you help?" And they look around and go, "What do you need done?" And you're like, "Wait, you don't see the clothes on the couch the newbie put away? You don't see the pile of dirt on the floor?" And the reality is, no, they don't. They haven't had a home. They don't know what it takes to take care of a house. So don't forget, it's our responsibility to lead our kids into a balanced and happy life. I mean, don't you wish you had these skills a lot earlier than you do now? So that's just a reason why. You need to make sure that you're raising great kids that have the advantage of balancing their life now and making better choices. And the most important way to do this is to play a game. So one day I came home with the kids, and the first time we did this, I said, "You know what? Congratulations. You just inherited the house. Yay! Now let's have a party to celebrate. What's it going to take to clean this house?" And I called a KTC. And as you remember, KTC stands for Kitchen Table Conference. And they all sat down with their pencils and piece of paper. And I asked, "What's it take to clean a house?" And everybody started making their own list. So that's how it started. And I would say, "No, Chris, you cannot look on Mia's paper. What do you think it takes to clean the house?" "No, Eric, just work on your piece of paper." And everybody did their list. Then I brought the list together and made a master list, if you will. And then the game works like this. You hand that paper around, you pass that paper around and say, "Please put your initials beside the task that you're willing to do." "Great. Thank you, Lisa. Now hand it to your sister, Mia." And she would put her initial. "Okay, Mia, hand it to Eric." He would put his initial, huffing and puffing. "Hand it to Chris." "Okay. Okay, Sarah, you do yours." And it went around and around and around. Now, something amazingly happened. They forget certain things. That's why I had to make a master list. So I've made a master list for you. It's on the website at getalifebalance.com and pull up You Just Inherited the House. And the instructions on how to play that game is actually on the piece of paper. So let me give you just some of the things that the kids came up with on this master list. You've got floors, so you've got to sweep and mop them. You have fans that need to be dusted, windows that need to be dusted and cleaned. You got to vacuum floors, shake area rugs, empty the dishwasher. You got to load the dishwasher, sweep the front and back porches, dust the furniture, dust the mirrors and picture frames. And when was the last time you saw the kids dust the lampshade or a light bulb? Clean the microwave. Clean the refrigerator, all those little fingerprints off the refrigerator. You can actually clean inside the refrigerator also. Clean the stove, the countertops. How about scrubbing the tubs and the toilets and the sinks? And make the beds, wash the laundry, fold the laundry, and don't forget you've got to put the laundry away. And clean the mirrors. Now, when I talk about ugly jobs, and I just mentioned one, is toilet cleaning. Somehow that never got put on the list that the kids made. Or emptying and cleaning the litter box. Never got on the list. And usually emptying the trash. Never got on the list. And then depending on whether you live in an apartment or a home or you have a pool, there'd be miscellaneous items like cleaning the pool or cutting the grass, raking leaves, weeding the garden, watering indoor and outdoor plants, washing the outside of the car and taking care of the inside of the car. Maybe you need to bathe a stinky little dog. Scrub your footprint, your fingerprints, not your footprints, off of walls and switch plates. And then water the yard so it's nice and green when you have your party. So those are some of the things on the list. Hey, if you can think of some others, share them. Send them to me at femalespeaker@gmail.com and I'll add them to my list for the next form. I'll edit the form and create a new form with those on the list. So that's it. Everybody takes a job. Now, what do you do with the ugly jobs? Typically, we ask for a volunteer, and if we don't get one, we delegate one person, and I'm in that list too, and we do that ugly job for 1 week, and then we switch and we give it to somebody else, and they have it for the next week. So nobody is delegated to doing just the ugly jobs all the time, so that's fair. Now, let's listen to our sponsor, and when we come back, let's talk about rewards. That sounds great, huh? All right.
Hi, this is Tim Picciarello. Do you need a speaker or trainer who gets results for your business or organization? How about a trainer who delivers real usable content that contributes to your bottom line and does it in an engaging way? Do you need a keynote speaker who's very entertaining and funny, has an incredible story, and even adds a bit of magic to his presentation? Then you may want to consider me for your next conference, convention, or company training. I have a variety of topics to help your employees perform better for maximum productivity. Topics include sales and marketing, lead generation, personal development, and even a stress management program. And my keynote is high energy, has a very inspirational message, and is just plain fun. So for information, go to timpicciarello.com. That's TimPicciarillo.com. Or you can call me at area code 352-638-4284. 352-638-4284. I'm a busy speaker, so contact me now.
Okay, we said we'd come back and talk about rewards, but let me also share with you how some of the families who use this tool, how they use it. Some of them take a timer and they'll put it on their stove or they'll put it on their phone and they'll delegate for like 15 minutes. That's it. Everybody cleans like a white tornado going through the gray tornado, a black tornado going through the house. So everybody has 15 minutes and they do that. And then they reward themselves. And we'll talk about rewards in a minute. Another family told me they delegate rooms. So Mia would get the kitchen. Lisa would get the bedroom. Krista would get the toilet. So each person would have a specific room. Another person told me they really make it fun because they put on their dance music. And they are all dancing and high-fiving each other and slapping each other with the laundry that they're getting out of the laundry, but they really make it fun. And I love that idea because I love music and I'll dance to music every single time. And that'll definitely make the job a little bit easier. Another person, they told me that they rotate jobs. So for example, they would set one child in the room and then 10 minutes later, the bell would ring and that person would rotate to a different bedroom. So I like that idea. So be creative. The more creative and more fun you can make the event, the less it feels like a chore or a job. And believe me, the kids will appreciate it as they get older. That's one of the advantages that I have of now having my little kids being big kids and having their own kids, is because now they come back and they thank me for putting them through those kinds of chores and those kinds of responsibilities that has made their job as parenting, as being a spouse, so much easier. Remember, it's our responsibility to lead those kids into a happier, healthier, more balanced life. So tell me what you're doing. Tell me how you're sharing it. Tell me how you're using it. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for your positive comments, for sharing this podcast with your friends and buddies so that they're learning too. It's always more fun when you can take someone along the success path with you. Remember, success is always in your hands. I'll see you at the next podcast.
Hey, hi there. I wanted to give you a PS. Just before I leave, I wanted to remind you that you can register for more life tips on the professional side of your life at my website, Cheryl.com. And on that site are some additional books that will help you. Thanks again for listening, and I really appreciate your great reviews. Bye for now.